Hello, I'm Madison Morris, and I'm here with Sophia Press. The date is September 18th, 2020, and the time is 2:15, and we are currently at Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts. This interview is part of the COVID-19 Archive Project. Sophia, could you state your full name, the date and time, and whether or not you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
My name is Sophia Press. It is September 18th, 2020, 2:17 p.m., and yes, I do give consent.
All right, so just to get us started, do you want to describe your original impression of when you first found out about the pandemic?
At first, I kind of just thought the pandemic was a joke. I thought that it would go away and it was just not serious at all, but turned out that I was very wrong.
Yeah, was there a specific time that you noticed how severe the pandemic was?
I mean, probably just when it started to come, like, probably when it started to invade, like, Italy and then, like, into the U.S., because people kind of started talking about the magnitude of it and schools started closing and all that.
Yeah, so about school, how did that affect your high school experience?
Yeah, so I found out that the school was not coming back. I was on spring break and on a ski trip with my friends, and it kind of turned out to be our, like, last hurrah, and we all said goodbye, and, yeah, like, I went to a boarding school, so when we were sent home, all our stuff was, like, stuck at school, and so I actually had to drive up and get it. And I did that before everyone else because I kind of knew that we were never going back. But, yeah, some people had their stuff stuck in school until May.
Yeah, that seems really difficult. Did you guys do anything for graduation and prom, or was it just canceled?
Our prom was canceled, just outright. And then graduation, we just had an online ceremony because I went to boarding school, so it's not like everyone lived in the town and was quarantining there. So we just did an online celebration.
Yeah, so during that time, did you also go to work at all?
No, I didn't work during the pandemic. I just stayed at home.
Did your family?
Yes. My dad continued to actually go to his job in person once, because he's in management, so that was essential. But, and so, like, he continued to go in person, and then my mom started to work from home.
Yeah, so how did your family react to the pandemic in general, like when they first found out about it with you guys?
At first, everyone was very freaked out. I think this it's pretty universal. People were wiping down their groceries and packages and just very careful, seeing nobody except for the family. And that kind of started to, like, loosen as time passed, and it just became more of a reality. But, yeah, my older sister actually, like, moved home from New York City, so that, like, she would have room and not be stuck in her apartment. And, yeah, we all kind of just tried to make the most of it.
Yeah. So you said you were from New Jersey. So were there a lot of differing opinions around, like, in your town and stuff about the pandemic?
Well, so my county, Bergen County, was, like, probably the worst county in New Jersey very early on. Tons of cases, like, people wouldn't wear masks, and, like, everyone was getting sick. And then just after a while, it started to get a lot better, and our numbers, like, got so much better because everybody, like, realized the severity of the situation. And so, like, yeah, at first there definitely were differing opinions and people kind of didn't take it seriously, but eventually I think that most people in my area really tried to, like, actually wear masks and be careful.
Yeah, so how do you feel in general about New Jersey's response?
I think that New Jersey did have a good response just because, you know, like, since, as I said, we were so bad in the beginning, everybody didn't want to go back to that, like, quarantine, like, curfew and all of that stuff. Nobody wanted that. So I think that the response was good because, yeah, the state really got it under control.
Yeah, so now since we're coming back to school and we're at Northeastern here, how do you feel about returning to school, and how does your family feel about it?
My family, definitely, they were a little skeptical, Also, my sister, like, just had a baby, so we have to be really careful.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because of the newborn. So, like, my family, like, specifically is very careful because of that. But I just wanted to come to school and try to, like, continue on with my life. Mm-hmm. And, like, it makes me a little anxious just because I don't want to get sick. But at the same time, I think that Northeastern is, like, doing a really good job of, you know, enforcing masks and social distancing and testing. So
So how do you think that the pandemic is gonna affect your life going forward, like in college and even after college?
I think it'll affect every aspect of our lives. I mean, our generation's gonna be, I mean, like, just this, no one understands, no one other than our generation. Like, we had our senior year of high school taken away, essentially the end, and then now we're starting college and it's already tough, and now, like, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. So I don't know, I think that life will change. Like, the technology has advanced with, like, being able to work from home and all that stuff, and yeah, I just think that every aspect of life will be different.
Yeah, so do you think we'll ever return to a normal state, or do you think we'll always just be in that different stage?
I think that we'll return to a new normalcy. I mean, we still call it normalcy, so we're trying to get back there, but, you know, we'll probably never be able to do all of the same things just because everything's changed.
Yeah. All right, so Sophia, thank you so much for speaking to me today. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.